According to Alice Fedorenko, CEO of Anchorage Sportsplex, the dome, which opened in 2007, is well used.
We have the university, we have 7 soccer clubs, we have a variety of running clubs, probably 5, 2 baseball groups, softball's in here, Anchorage School District, Soccer Alaska with their adult league. We probably see fall and winter about 8,000 people a week in here.
In summer, that number drops considerably, but the overall yearly utilization and thus revenues have increased over the last couple of years, but not enough.
Since the dome began operations, we have operated at a deficit. Our long-term debt is much higher than the dome can sustain on a monthly or annual basis. And so we began discussions about 20 months ago with our largest creditors to look towards a reduction of debt. And we've made tremendous headway in that effort, but to really formalize and finalize anything, we had to file for protection.
The dome originally cost $14 million. Fedorenko hopes a Chapter 11 arrangement can be finalized sometime in the fall. Another expense Anchorage Sportsplex wants to reduce involves property taxes. This year, that amounts to $216,000. Attorney David Bundy, who's handling the bankruptcy, says the property tax concerns are twofold.
It is a question of whether the dome is legally qualified as a charity and therefore exempt from taxes under court decisions. The other issue is how much is it worth for tax assessment purposes. That's a separate question whether it should be taxed at all. The value of the dome is debatable. The municipality has a high value and we think it should be less.
Marty McGee is Anchorage's municipal assessor. While he could not speak to the Anchorage Sportsplex case, McGee could discuss in general terms nonprofit organizations and property tax exemptions.
The most common misconception is that because they qualify with the IRS as a not-for-profit status, they're automatically exempt. And that's not true for local property tax. We have a different set of criteria that's only one of the criteria to make them exempt.
Sportsplex hopes to gain a property tax exception within the nonprofit charity category through a court judgment. That appeal is currently in litigation. Again, McGee could not speak directly to the Sportsplex status, but did discuss the general process.
The law does not define charity, not in the black letter statute. The court decisions help us define charity. And so we looked for criteria to decide whether an organization or an operation use of property really is charitable or not. And the element of gift is one of the essential parts of that decision. They're providing a service to the community that the community doesn't have to pay for and wouldn't have provided otherwise.
McGee said that gift aspect does not preclude charging fees. One complexity in the case, Sportsplex leases the land from Anchorage Community Development, a for-profit company, and it's the land which provides the basis for how property is taxed. Fedorenko says community response since this weekend's announcement is encouraging. One soccer club plans to increase its summer use, and there's already been some unexpected individual summer memberships. The Sportsplex CEO says she hopes this situation leads to a broader awareness of whom the dome serves.
We've seen an increase in users with disadvantaged capabilities. We've seen a lot more wheelchair use, people with three-wheel bikes come in, and I think a few more senior citizens than we'd seen in the past. I think it's just getting the word out that we're open to the public. We're not a club. We're here to serve the public.
The next hearing in the Sports Dome's Chapter 11 bankruptcy request takes place next month. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.